Little did we know that Coach Maxfield, that you pretty much, since you've been here in 05, have rewritten every offensive record in school history, pretty much.
Well, we have. We've got the leading rusher, leading passer, leading receivers since I've been here. But, you know, before I got here, they were wishbone-type offense. And then before that, they were 3 yards cloud of dust when Sporty Carpenter was here. They only threw it when they had to, so.
Well, I don't know if you know. Actually, Roger mentioned this, that we're going to have Sporty on the show today.
Oh, my Lord.
Had to let him know. Good Sorry. Gracious. It'd be a little tough
his
for that.
His spirit's here, Coach.
Well, we always say his spirit's here.
Yeah. What a troublemaker.
Sounds like you got two pretty smart captains over here.
Well, they are both really good academic guys. They take care of their business in the classroom, and both business majors. So we're excited about both of those guys, what they're doing.
Awesome. And the game tonight, any complications having to move the game up a night for you?
Well, it changed our preparation a little bit, but not a lot. We've been in camp, you know, for 20-something practices, so losing one practice.
Is it the same story with your players as you hear from every other team? God, we're just ready to play a game and hit somebody else. Is that you feel that way as a linebacker?
I'm tired of easing up on our guy.
Well, yeah. I tell you what, why don't we get Roger to run that blowgun offense again, and you blitz, and you can just take him out.
Have you ever seen a quarterback do a swim move? That's what I'll be doing, bro.
I don't think it's going to work.
Okay, you know what? You're on. That's it. Sure would, yeah.
Well, you are just the biggest. You quit cussing, but you still lie like a dog.
Would I? No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. If I was shoplifting, he was working in the store, you know what? I said, here, take all the stuff back. So let me go, man.
Coach, in Football 101, I've talked about how I think offensive players are more cerebral and defensive players are more natural, crazy. Do you agree with that? The offensive players, even offensive linemen, are more thinkers. And defensive players are more emotional and play just with more reckless abandon and go with less maybe thinking.
Nuts!
Well, I would agree with that. And that's really the temperament that you want them to have. Offense is more of a, you know, stay under control a little bit, make sure that we're executing. Everybody's on the same page. We're defense. You know, they can have seven guys go the wrong way and still have a tackle for a loss.
Good point.
But we'd like for all 11 to do the right thing, of course, but – you know, the defensive players are ready to get out there and hit somebody because we've been just in shells or in helmets the last four practices with no live tackling. So they get mad at me at times when I won't let them hit the offensive guys.
Roger's not sure what in shells mean. He didn't know if that's
not, it's like a necklace.
Similar, very similar.
And I asked Digger a while ago, and I'll ask you the same thing. Would you rather see him intercept the pass and run it back 50 yards for a touchdown or just to hit, just knock the soup out of somebody going over the middle?
I know what his answer is, but I'd rather see the touchdown.
That's exactly right.
You can't win if you don't score.
That's right. That's
I will say this. There is something to an intimidation factor, though. If you come out and you have a couple big hits, you know, it's sort of getting the psyche of that offense. If you're you're looking out there and you're seeing a team physically, you know, beating up another team.
I think a pick six is pretty intimidating,
I don't disagree with that.
That'll get their attention, too. You run back a pass 50 yards for a touchdown. I know every time I ask a defensive player, they say the same thing, and I'm like you. Hey, man, I'm talking 6 points. I'm talking ESPN, baby. I'm talking about the showtime. Give me that pick six. You're under the gun now, right? You're under the gun?
Yes, sir, I am.
And intermediate, deep balls, what do you like throwing the best?
Well, I mean, it's really whatever works. We take what the defense gives us, and we just try to move the ball down the field and move the chains.
That's a very good answer.
What is an average number for you guys offensively, run versus pass, total yardage kind of deal, percentage?
Well, we'd like to be 50-50 run-pass, but we're probably more pass-happy. We're going to throw it probably 35, 40 times a game.
So around 250 to 300 yards a game passing, at least?
Our goal is 300.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. That's your benchmark, 300, and then 125, 150 would be great running.
We'd like to have 150.
Yeah.
If you can do those two things, you're probably going to have a
chance. You guys used to be in the Gulf South when I think in the 2 years ago you were co-champs or champs, I think.
Right.
And then this new conference, you like that? You like the new format, the new schools? Or, of course, some of the same schools, but – difference between this and the Gulf South?
Well, I think it's a great fit for all the Arkansas schools.
Yeah.
Just geographically,
yeah,
the travel,
travel as much, yeah.
is so much better. You can have a little bit more natural rivalries. I think when you go on the road, more people can go with you to see you play. So I think in the long run, it's going to be really good for everybody involved.
Yeah, you mentioned during the break about OBU and the very healthy and fun rivalry that you guys have, the different personalities maybe.
Yeah, there's a little difference in probably our personalities on a lot of different issues.
That was a great game last year you had.
It always is.
Yeah, that's a super game.
And Rex Nelson and a couple other guys I've heard say that they think ESPN Game Day ought to come here. Game Day ain't coming here. But I think
they should do a special.
A little feature of Game Day, they ought to do your rivalry where they're walking across the street, because I think that would be an interesting a special, something that's different.
Well, it is. It's a great rivalry for both schools and the community and everybody involved. I mean,
and what's the series record?
I think we're up one.
Wow, that's remarkable. I think I remember us talking about that. I know we're coming up to a break here. I think we have to squeeze in Acree, but
he's going to be at the top of the hour.
Okay, good. So you guys are both 4.0 students. I think that's outstanding.
Yeah.
That's what I hear. And look here, you really are. Oh my gosh, I was joking. How about that?
Oh, well, you were.
I was joking.
You sold me.
And they looked at me like, yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Well, why wouldn't they be 4.0 students?
Well, you know, it's like as easy as you think.
Oh, my gosh.
Who said it was easy?
Well, I'm just saying, it's not easy having a 4.0 and being the team captain
of the football team.
Well, you have to be 4.0 to be team captain?
And I got to ask you, I mean, what are you taking? What are you taking for those, your muscles obviously are swollen up. What is up with that? You get stung by a bee?
How strong are you?
I'm pretty strong. I mean, like, I got to be strong in order to get like 300 pounders off me. I mean,
yeah, how much you bench and clean and do those kind of things?
I'm a 400 pound bencher.
Roger. He could bench press you around his neck.
Well, you know what? I think there's a photo op about ready to happen.
I'm a 500 pound squatter, so it's.
Oh, okay, 500 pounds.
That'd be
at
something.
At my peak, I was about that.
I can see a headline, Henderson linebacker after season for lifting DJ.
He pulled it.
What's your expectation for the season? Y'all have a goal every year, or this year particularly?
One of our main goals, at least on defenses-wise, is just get better each day. Like every game, win one game at a time. And I don't know about offense, offense, you know, same thing, just score points and,
win games.
Exactly, win games. Our goal every year is just win the championship, and that's what we're trying to do.
Who do you guys each like in the NFL? Who do you look at and go, that's what I want to do?
I go back to my hometown, the Dallas Cowboys.
Boom!
Tony Romo?
Yeah.
You're better than Tony Romo right now.
Yes, you are. What about you?
Big Ray Lewis fan.
Oh, wow. Yeah, great one. Great
linebacker. That's a good role model.
Kevin Akeem.
Hey, we thank you guys.
Thanks, guys. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much. Get to class now.
Thank you.
Don't want you losing that 4.0. It's top of the hour?
Yes.
Okay, we better go.
Revved up this September for the Labor Day truck giveaway at Isle of Capri Lula. Sunday, September 2nd at 11 p.m., you can win a brand new Ford F-150. That's right, we're putting one lucky winner behind the wheel of a fantastic Ford F-150. And earning entries is easy. Just stop in Friday, August 31st through Sunday, September 2nd to receive your free daily entry. Plus, get an additional entry with every 150 points earned on your fan club card. Not a fan club member yet? No problem. It's a faster, easier, and better way to play your favorite games. Sign up for your free fan club card today. So what are you waiting for? Make this Labor Day sensational. Race over to Isle of Capri Lula for the Labor Day truck giveaway Sunday, September 2nd at 11 p.m. Only at Isle of Capri Lula. Must be 21. Ford is a registered trademark of Ford Motor Company. Event is subject to change or cancellation without notice. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Century 21 agents are high-tech gadget packing problem solvers with an appetite for getting things done. Call one today. Century 21, smarter, bolder, faster.
1037thebuzz.com. Get your iPhone or Droid app today and take us with you everywhere the wind blows. KABZ Little Rock.
Buzz News with Channel 7's Allison Courtney.
The Arkansas Forestry Commission says a wildfire in Van Buren and Conway counties is now contained. The fire spread from Van Buren County to Conway County yesterday and scorched around 250 acres. Commission bulldozers and single-engine air tankers were brought in to fight the fire. Luckily, the Van Buren Sheriff's Office hasn't received any reports of injuries. And a heads up for all of you in Ashley and Chico counties in southeastern Arkansas. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for your counties as Hurricane Isaac makes its way to the area. The watch is in effect from this morning until Thursday evening. Forecasters are saying heavy rainfall from the storm starting tonight could bring 3 to 7 inches of rain before exiting the area Thursday night. Heavy winds are expected too. From the Channel 7 newsroom, I'm Allison Courtney for the Buzz Radio Network.
Middleton Heat and Air is Central Arkansas's best heating and air conditioning company. Call 224-4888 today for a free estimate.
Weather with Channel 7's Melinda Mayo.
Well, Isaac has little effect on our weather here in Arkansas today. In fact, we'll see sunny skies, quite warm with highs in the mid-90s. It will be a little windy today with northeast winds at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. The best rain chances for Arkansas come in Thursday afternoon into Friday. From the Channel 7 Futurecast Center, I'm meteorologist Melinda Mayo for the Buzz Radio Network.
Come out and join Tommy, David, and Roger from 6 to 10 Friday morning with the show with no name. Live at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. It's the end of the month, so don't let this opportunity for great deals slip away. That's the show with no name. Live at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep. Friday morning from 6 to 10 with Tommy Smith, David Basil, and Roger Scott.
Pick and Pull here with big news about Pick and Pull's giant semi-annual half-price sale this Friday through Monday. Although right now I'm just trying to find my partner. I think he's in the printing department. Pull!
What?
Shut that printing press off! What are you doing?
I'm printing thousands of half-off price tags.
Why?
Because this Friday through Monday, every part you pick and pull from the yard is half price. So I'm printing half-off price tags to put on all of our engines.
And transmissions?
Yeah, and transmissions are half price too. And fenders and hoods and but doors and alternators and starters
off.
And headlights.
Every
AC
part
compressors,
is half
taillights,
off.
Transaxles, no, power steering
but,
palms.
But every part is half off.
What'd you say?
You don't need to put half-off price tags on anything because every part is half off during Pick and Pull's semi-annual half-price sale.
Big parts and little parts?
What does every part mean?
It means that I've got millions of half-off price tags to make!
Pick and Pull semi-annual half-price sale means this Friday through Monday, every part you pick and pull from the yard is half price. Every part. For the location nearest you, go to pickandpull.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter.
The morning recap. That 11:30 a.m. Sunday morning ritual. Where you and your buddies congregate over calls and texts, trying to piece together that puzzle of epic festivities that took place the night before. While it's nearly impossible to remember every single minute detail, it was, after all, 7 whole hours ago, you'll never forget your first time trying the Doritos Locos Tacos from Taco Bell. Crunching into a taco supreme with a shell made of real nacho cheese Doritos chips is a rite of passage. And a truly mind-blowing experience that will always remain crystal clear. Even if everything else is a bit fuzzy. Now's the time to try some Doritos Locos Tacos for fourth meal. Sometimes, you gotta make the night memorable. Sometimes, you gotta live Maz. At participating locations, Doritos is a trademark of Frito-Lay North America, Inc., 2012.
There's a new bank in town for people like us, with small homes, small businesses, small bank accounts, but big dreams. For nearly 50 years, First Service Bank has been serving small towns in Arkansas, and now Conway. So if you've got big dreams for a home mortgage or small business, talk to the friendly people at First Service Bank or go online at firstservicebank.com. They're in the business of making dreams come true. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Football season is right around the corner, and Arkansas Car Stereo in Little Rock is proud to bring you the countdown to kickoff. Log on now to 1037thebuzz.com and follow along as each tick brings us one day, hour, minute, and second closer to kickoff. It's going to be a great season on the hill, and we can't wait to be your home for all things Hog for another year of pigskin action. That's the countdown to kickoff brought to you by Arkansas Car Stereo and located at 1037thebuzz.com.
The pages of history are filled with battles for freedom, titles, justice, and lunch money. These are the battles that define us, like the fight against cancer. For more than 35 years, Cartai has been bringing the fight to cancer, leading the nation in patient satisfaction. Now joining forces with Little Rock Hematology Oncology to deliver world-class comprehensive cancer care. Cartai, bringing the fight to cancer.
It's the Red, White, and Blue Tag Sale at North Point Ford with up to $11,000 off MSRP with all red tags. 0% financing for 60 months on white tags. And with blue tags, North Point Ford will cover your sales taxes during the Red, White, and Blue Tag Sale at North Point Ford.
It's game week, and the official Arkansas Razorback Cowboy boots for men and women are now at Top Shoes in Benton. Made in the USA, Nakona Boots now has three styles to choose from, plus they're 20% off Top's everyday low price. Top Shoes, I-30. In Benton.
Let's get back to the Antique Brick Outdoor Studio. Call 433-1037 or hit us up on the Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback. Now, it's time to return to the show with no name with Tommy Smith, David Basil, and Roger Scott.
State University. We had to go out and get a hurricane update. It's windy out there. It's windy out there, but still not a cloud in the sky.
Nope.
It is amazing to see what's going on in New Orleans and what's going to be here. And you look outside right now, and there is not a cloud in the sky.
I mean, it's Americana at its finest when you look outside and you see students walking around to college and everything like that. I didn't get to experience that because I had to get into the workforce when I was younger.
It's a good campus, beautiful campus, a lot of new campus. Buildings.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Cafeteria.
Yes, it is.
Pictures right here.
This one, I got kids older.
We have a worker, a headband, who was a graduate of Henderson.
That's right.
Worked right in there.
Yeah. Headband also, I actually saw Headband yesterday. Headband was our HSU radio broadcaster for our basketball games whenever I was a student here.
You know what? Is that where the first time that I'm maybe heard Headband on as an intern or something?
I didn't know that. He was HSU guy.
Well, JK was.
JK, I saw him at the convention last night, by the way. This guy looked just like him. I said, damn, JK's everywhere, man.
He is everywhere.
Is Zachary there?
This is a cool
question.
I got I'll tell you in a minute. I forget through
that. Hey, what's up, Jay Bird?
Yeah, what's up?
We discovered Headband on the HSU campus. You know, we did that tour. We went around to different schools and found it.
Oh,
yes. We got RJ and Headband on the same tour. Clearly, we are way overdue to do another college tour. Actually, we met Baron Faber that way, too. Remember our old sales guy?
Wow.
So, yeah, we made a lot of good contacts that way. But just wrapping things up out here, guys, at Geared Up Equipment Supply. I hope you pop in. They are open 6 days a week, closed on Sunday, but they are open on Labor Day. So if you're freed up on Monday like we are going to be, you might want to pop in here, get yourself a deal. Best prices ever on Cub Cadet. They're doing giveaways. Check out their Facebook page for some giveaways there as well. And again, everything for hunters down here, deer feeders, deer corn, and of course, all the great tractors and trimmers and blowers and everything you need. And of course, all for Roger. They do have now Gravely mowers, which I'm sitting on right now as I look out on I-30.
It's awesome. It is awesome.
And you are too, buddy.
I hope you guys have a big win tonight, my man. I hope you guys have a great season. Looking forward to visiting with Coach Maxfield and yourself later on down the road. But we're ready for some college football.
Thanks, me too. I'm glad it's coming a day early. If this is the worst thing we do with all year, we'll be in great shape.
Yep.
There is no doubt.
Yep. Better to be safe than sorry.
I appreciate y'all.
Be cool.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Oh, go ahead.
And football season is upon us, and not only will you get every game live on your flat screen, but you can also watch every game on your cell phone, laptop, or iPad. I'm talking about DirecTV, where you can watch games no matter where you are with NFL Sunday Ticket on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch right now. No longer will birthdays, weddings, baby showers, any of that stuff get in the way of you watching football on Sunday. Only DirecTV lets you watch live games on your laptop, cell phone, or tablet, no matter where you are. Now it's included at no extra charge. So if you got DirecTV, call them up, say, I want the ticket, and I want it now. 1-800-DIRECTV. It's the only place where you can catch entire games live. Cable can't do that. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. The offer ends soon. Do it today. DirecTV, 1-800-DIRECTV. Call them now because the games are coming.
Got a trivia question for you guys.
Okay.
Coach Maxfield, before he came to Henderson State, was a coach at a school by the name of Blinn College.
What?
Blinn College.
Blinn College, okay.
What do we know? Where have we heard about Blinn College in the last?
What's it called?
B-L-I-N-N.
Blinn Junior College.
What school, I mean, what player have we heard that came out of Blinn College in the last 5 years? Not you. Listen.
At Blinn. You missed it. He won a national championship at Blinn.
These guys are smart.
I don't even know where Blinn College
Watch
is.
This.
You know what? That game
Listen,
away.
That's why we're number one sports show.
Cam Newton.
You wouldn't have known.
My friend, listen. Cam Newton. How do you not know that? Come on.
Let me make one thing perfectly clear. Have you ever heard of Liberty Valance, the man who shot Liberty Valance? I got him on the air one day and told him that Arkansas was looking hard at this recruit, Liberty Valance, but he got shot. He is hook, line, and sinker, so don't let him talk down to me about sports. He goes, Liberty Valance, that's not me.
You got that story mixed up.
No, that is you. That was exactly you. So when I don't know where Blinn College is, I always remind you of that great running back, Liberty Valance.
Listen, I'm getting texts from everybody that they knew Cam. But you know, that was where he won a national championship, and that's where Auburn got him. But you'd already gone by then. Yeah, right. Cam Newton. And I didn't realize, Coach, when you were at Blinn, you averaged 558 yards a game.
What are you having to look at this for?
Well, listen, just knowing about his history there.
Oh, you're hammering me.
No, I'm just asking. 558 yards a game and 52 points a game.
Had a lot of good players, a lot of fast people.
God, wow. Really, those are big numbers.
Those are big numbers.
Yeah, we were a spread team and had a lot of outstanding players, and we threw it a lot.
Let's as a guy who's an offensive guy, if you're trying to stop you, what would be a way, without giving specifics, what would be a way to try to – what gives you the most problems from a defense that slows you down, slows your offense down?
Big, fast guys.
Yeah, well, better guys than I've got. No, probably people that, you know, drop eight into coverage – make you really work and drive the ball down the field.
So that's what, in other words, instead of pressure doesn't bother you because you have keys to be able to get rid of the ball and to deal with that. But to drop an eight back, and even though you have time, it's tougher for you to get the deep ball or find space, I guess, with eight guys deep, right?
Right. It makes you be a lot more patient as a play caller.
Do you remember, guys, when we played, I think it was A&M, and we did the same thing. We dropped back. It was maybe when Kevin Murray was there, and made him be patient and had to complete passes down the field. So hey, Julie, but yeah, the whole game now is a spread game. It seems
it is, and you know, teams a lot of times defensive coordinators will get impatient somewhat, and they want to bring pressure and try to light you up. But you know, to be successful offensively, you've got to be able to execute under pressure, you know, if people start bringing it on you.
We were talking last night about Petrino, and Petrino's MO was that he could coach offense but would never hire, I forget who told me this, we were talking about this last night, he just never saw Petrino hire a big-name defensive coordinator. He never seemed to, even at Louisville or wherever, never made defense a priority. And for some reason, sometimes you see offensive coaches who just really focus on the offense and really don't have the expectation for the defense to play that way. What about you? What's your philosophy there?
Well, I've actually been a defensive coordinator before also, so I've kind of seen both sides of that. And that's the hard part as a defensive coordinator. Somebody gets a big play, your natural reaction is to just try to just bring the house the next play to, you know, try to get back at them, you know, if your personality allows that. So,
what would you think of the remarks that Wilson had about the defense up until this year had been set up to make the offense look good in practice?
Oh, it was interesting. He was just saying how Petrino never would allow the defense to, you know, he would accommodate the offense.
Right. That as a head coach, sometimes you have to, it's a give or take type deal. You know, you want your offense to be successful, and at the same time, it's a fine line keeping the defense aggressive and give them a chance to gain some confidence also.
where you see the it's still
Cantori is still out there.
I mean, it has been blowing that hard. I mean, it hadn't backed off, has it, in three or 4 hours?
No, that started at about 11 o'clock last night because that was when I turned my TV off, and he was just still standing there. I watched the what's-her-name give her speech, and I thought she did pretty good, by the way. Yeah. And then I would turn over there, and he's standing there. And, you know, half the time he'd go, what did you say?
I mean, I'm telling you, New Orleans is getting hammered because it's on the New Orleans is on the east side of that storm right there, the eye.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of rain, and we're supposed to get it. And these wise men decided to move their game up, and if it's anything like the rain they're getting there, we get here, and it won't be, but it'll be pretty
fast. Friday night should be pretty nasty for high school football here.
I'll be laid up on my recliner watching McClintock.
When you make the decision that you got to do something like that, Kel, to change the game and all that, who do you have to go through to get the okay?
This is the first time I'd ever had to do anything.
Right.
Obviously, I woke up. My dad texts me on Sunday.
It goes in the bio.
Yeah, my dad texted me on Sunday and said, hey, there's a bad hurricane coming. If it doesn't go east, y'all are going to be like Delta State 5 years ago. When I was a junior here, we played Delta State. Coach Max and I were talking about that the other day, and it was terrible. So I started thinking. I didn't really want to put anything in motion. So I talked to Coach Maxfield, and his exact response to me was, he said, "I'll play today at noon. It doesn't matter to me."
That's what you want.
And it's good because so many coaches are so high maintenance, and you got to let me know.
Yeah.
And he was just, man, let's strap it up. We're just ready to play. So I went to our president, and I confided in a couple of guys, David Sharp at OBU, asked him what they were going to do. David's been doing this a long time. And so I asked him, you know, kind of give me some pointers. I've never done this. And then Bobby Martin at Southern Nazarene, he's been there for 37 years. So they both said, you know, if the NCAA says you can move it up, we got a waiver to move it up because it's the first week. You're not supposed to be able to play before Thursday.
Right.
We toyed around with playing at
12:01. Wait a sec. Over there?
Yeah, just
try it again.
You got to bang it.
There you go. You're good. Yeah.
We toyed around. I actually talked
to our president. I'm pretty sure that's how Dick Enberg got his start, by the way.
I toyed around with our president about playing at 12:01 a.m. on Thursday if the NCAA wouldn't let us move it to Wednesday. But then they granted us the waiver due to the weather. So we moved it to 7 o'clock. OBU's playing at 6 o'clock, so that'll help them getting in. That'll help us getting out whenever you have a small town like this in close proximity.
But did you think it was a no-brainer when you talked to the NCAA and they say, hey, look, hurricanes come, we're going to do it. They didn't go, hey, let us do some checking.
No. We had to fill out a permission for a waiver. They gave us a waiver. We pay a lightning company, not a lightning company, they're a weather service, $3,000 a year to advise us on when to practice if there's lightning in your area.
Oh, really?
I got our athletic trainer, assistant AD for athletic training, to call and see what they thought. They texted back and said there will be between 0.75 and 2.75 inches of rain by 7 o'clock on Thursday.
And right after you got the
by 7 o'clock on Thursday, they said. Good. Wow. I get two cave days in a row. Yeah. Are you familiar with Birdie over at the Holiday Inn Express?
Yeah, Birdie's my girl. Holiday Inn does a great job with us. Our coaches love it. They give us – we traded them a spot on our new turf field, a logo, and they give us recruiting rooms. So whenever you can bring a student-athlete here and they're going to stay at the Holiday Inn Express, which is definitely the nicest hotel.
Oh, without a doubt. When Roger and I pulled up yesterday, we went, this is perfect.
Yeah,
it's across the street from a Cracker Barrel. We'll be in bed in time to watch Wheel of Fortune with our feet laid up, ready to make some
and
show notes.
Cracker Barrel is one of the only places you can eat before your show starts. So you can,
We could have done that, but we slept in until 5.
Tell us about what you're eating there, Bass.
I do want to say we got Julie the intern. We have Julie, formerly the intern. I forgot you're a Henderson State golfer.
She was. Now she's a graduate assistant for our volleyball team.
That's right. That's why you left us. I got to say, guys, this is one of the great inventions.
What's that, David?
I went down there, and it's a vanilla milkshake. So I didn't know what I'm doing. So I thought, I like one for breakfast. So I pull it out, and it's frozen. So a lady has to come in, and they go, excuse me, this is what you're supposed to do. And I said, how do you do it? They have a machine. You put it in, and you can say thick milkshake, not the thick milkshake or whatever.
I wish you'd have gotten me one.
Yeah, and they've got smoothies down there, and it turns it up and melts it down a little bit.
That's the only one that they have.
Yeah, I want one. Sure.
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 Yeah, so you love it?
Oh, it's very good.
Do they have a peanut butter?
Give me thick milk,
just a milkshake.
This is not your grandfather's student union.
Well, no.
It's a very nice he walks up with a milkshake. We got the
greatest invention. Neil Armstrong just passed. God rest his soul. And, of course, he goes, this is probably one of the greatest inventions of all time.
I'm telling you, it was. I thought, well, how come I eat it? It's frozen. And the lady goes, let me just show you here. And this little thing, look, puts it up there, spins it.
What's that noise again?
Just like that.
Flag the tape.
All right, so anyway, last thing on that then. As soon as you got the okay from the NCAA, is that when you called the Louisiana snow cone guy?
I went out to the practice field, told Coach Maxfield we're going to move the game 7 o'clock on Wednesday, and he said, His exact response was, all right.
Right on. So all right, so tailgate starts to, is it
5 o'clock. Yeah, let me talk a little bit about that. Yep. We've put a lot of dollars and time and effort into promoting our first game. We've kind of gone with the theme, Lights, Family, Action. We have free, all this stuff is free. Bouncy houses, face painting. Our basketball teams are shooting hoops with little kids. Free snowballs from Cajun Snow. They're down here in Caddo Valley. The Cajun Snow owner was telling me that this hurricane's nothing. You know, he's from Louisiana. So he was telling me about that. They're going to be here. We're going to have a live band. Faculty, staff members of Henderson State, it's a band. This game is sponsored by Alliance Insurance, and we have a lot of promotions throughout the game. It's the first game for our student section, the Henderson Hooligans. Last year we started it, and they got to be – they really
Henderson
developed throughout
cool.
the year.
Hooligans.
Yeah, and tonight's the first game, so we give out 500 T-shirts tonight to all the students, and we really have a good atmosphere. And there's going to be a lot of people in town that haven't come to a Henderson game in a while, and whenever they see our facility is – as far as Division II goes, our field is second to none. And we purchased that after we won the conference championship 2 years ago.
Don't you think, guys? This is what makes college football the greatest college sport out there. Is that you have, 10,000, 20,000, 100,000. It's such a big event. It's one game per week. You don't have five of them. It's a community, and you got band, you got cheerleaders, you got the players. And it's just
another cool thing about a small school is we don't play 13 games a year. So we have 5 or 6 home games a year. And I think that whenever you have a team, if you have 8 home games and then you have a conference championship, it kind of gets watered down because there's 9 of them. It would be terrible in my situation to be a marketer for a Major League Baseball team. I mean, you run out of
money. Yeah, I agree.
You'd have to have midget wrestling, stuff like that.
Hey!
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on toes.
Coach was all over it now.
Well,
I could see me.
It is what it is, Roger.
I'd have to put on a midget wrestling outfit.
Midget wrestling was the workforce.
That's why I wanted to end Sack and Groceries.
Who's that, Coach? If you were recruiting an all-star grocery sacking team, Roger would have been your starting quarterback and team captain.
Well, he's got short arms. It'd have to be a little bag.
It was. He went.
You ought to see out in front of Cracker Barrel. They got these rocking chairs. They got them all lined up there, and then they got these little bitty rocking chairs that you sit in.
Little bitty, if you're big.
Well, they're little.
I will say that too. Coach Maxfield has been impressed with Roger and has decided he is going to change a little bit of his play calling and cadence philosophy. It will from now on be get.
I think he's hit.
All right, everybody, possum, right? 2. Possum right on 3. Ready and get. I said get. Boom. I'm just talking about sideline. Boom, right down there.
I think he followed that up when hell freezes over is what he said.
Who's your biggest influence? Or who's your favorite coach? Or that he was talking about John Robinson, talking about some of the stories. Who is there a coach you always have idolized or just thought was outstanding or you like modeled your coaching career after?
Well, I grew up in Texas, so Tom Landry, who I watched growing up as a
– nobody talks about him anymore.
I do.
Nobody talks about him.
Roger talks about
Nobody talks about Don Shula anymore either.
I think I hear more about Don Shula than I do about Tom Landry.
I don't hear about either one of them.
Don Shula on the Body for Life deal.
The what now?
The weight loss deal that Don Shula did. That's the only time I hear about him.
Right. Yeah, you don't hear about him, and he went undefeated. Granted, Tom Landry. You never hear about Chuck Knoll.
Do you think the coaches back then are better than the coaches now or the same?
Well, I think football has evolved quite a bit since those days. But Tom Landry, when he started with the Cowboys, he started the franchise.
Yep.
In today's football, he would have been fired before he even had a chance to do what
in
he
SM,
did.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
He was the offensive and defensive coordinator for the Cowboys for the first 8 years of their existence.
Well, he was with the Giants.
Named
the only player to play under Tom Landry and Vince Lombardi when they were coach for the Giants. There was only one guy who played for both of them.
I think I know the answer to that. How about that? Lombardi and Landry on the same coaching staff.
They were on the coaching staff.
I think I got the answer.
And it was early in Landry's career and a couple of years into Lombardi's career. That's why the turnover in the National Football League when they had that sack groceries in the offseason and the big car salesman, they had short careers with them.
You have any idea?
I do not know.
Let me guess. Roger, you got a guess?
I do not.
Is it Dan Reeves?
Nope. Close.
See, I was thinking Dan Reeves.
The reason you should get this is he played for Arkansas.
I can't think of who it is.
Place kicker.
Pat Summerall.
Pat Summerall.
Brain freeze. You had a brain freeze.
Let me ask this. If Lombardi was coaching today, will Lombardi win?
I think he would, because he was a great motivator. He would have had to have toned down some of his coaching
tweaks,
tweaked them severely.
What a coach he was back then, though. He was just what a just a just.
But that was back in a different era, as he talks of now. Now you've got coaches who make $1 million trying to tell $8 million athletes what to do. Exactly. The Dez Bryant thing. Have you read about this?
I have.
What do you think about that as a coach?
Well, I don't really like it. I mean, if you've got a although he's a very talented athlete,
yes,
he's a great player. Evidently, they feel like they need him to succeed with their team, but. You know, when you have that many rules and regulations you have to place on a guy just to get him to practice and to do right, then I think it can be counterproductive.
I'm with you 100%. When I read that it was a three-man security team, I'm like, what is he running for president? Excuse me. This man is a 22, 23-year-old man now. He's making $1 zillion. He's got everything in the world to live for. It's like you said the lottery ticket thing or something yesterday. Yeah. It's like that. Golly, can't you just stay out of strip bars?
In all fairness,
then you end up headbutting your mother.
Yeah. Well, after you know, as a college football coach, when things like that go on, it makes our job even more difficult because our players see the news.
Yep.
And then you know, well, I want to be like that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you let him get away with stuff like that. Well, you know, can you not give me an extra chance? And in all fairness, it's not three all at the same time. They are three security guards. One per 8-hour shift.
I will say.
Would you stop it? It's ridiculous.
This is what I don't understand, Coach, is that this week alone, the last 2 weeks, there's probably five teams that have suspended a player for the first 2 weeks of the season.
Right.
Notre Dame, Clemson, Auburn. I mean, there's. I can't remember them all. Just the fear factor. I would think if I'm a coach, I would place the fear of God in players to where. You better not screw up, because if you screw up, you're going to wish, you know, you hadn't screwed up.
What they need to do when they screw up? Like they did me when I screwed up. Send me away for 30 days.
That may be so.
Get it right and come back. And I got it right and I came back. It'll get your attention. But we'll talk to the coach about other things when we come back.
Are you good? Do you need to run?
I got a little more time.
Okay. Hang on just a second. We'll make it quick.
This is SportsCenter.
College football begins tonight in Arkadelphia. The Sports Slam is brought to you by Henderson State Athletics. The Ready Fest tailgate is tonight for the season opener beginning at 5 o'clock. There's something to do for the whole family. Visit hsusports.com. The first two games of the college football season begin tonight as Henderson State takes on Southern Nazarene at 7 o'clock. The Ready start the season pick to win the Great American Conference. Also in Arkadelphia, Wachita Baptist kicks off their 2012 campaign as they play Northwestern Oklahoma State. Kickoff for that game begins at 6. Yesterday, Paul Petrino met with the media in preparation for the Jacksonville State game, and he says the offensive line is starting to come together.
They've made great improvement in the last 10 days. Pulled Dave Rambaugh way better. They continue to improve on our pass protection every day. But you got to go play a game and see how they do, but I've been very happy with them.
And last night, the first security kickoff classic. Arkadelphia beat Benton 42-28, while Cabot opened up the season with a win over Jacksonville 28-0. I'm RJ Hawk, and you've been slammed on 103.7 The Buzz.
Weather with Channel 7's Melinda Mayo.
We'll look for sunny skies and warm conditions today as we wait on Isaac here in Arkansas. It will be a little windy, especially this afternoon. Northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. The best rain chances from Isaac coming to Arkansas Thursday afternoon into Friday. We could see some heavy rainfall. From the Channel 7 Futurecast Center, I'm meteorologist Melinda Mayo for the Buzz Radio Network.
Roger Scott here. The friendly rivalry between BC and Goody's Headache Powder continues as they step into the political arena by competing for Powder's National Pain Reliever 2012. As the Central Arkansas campaign manager, I'm challenging you all to a debate. Simply pick your favorite powder and answer Roger's stupid question of the day for a chance to win some great prizes. Plus, click the Pick a Powder link at 1037thebuzz.com for your chance to win a trip to Miami for four. BC or Goody's. Find your favorite powder at Kroger. No purchase necessary. See rules for details. details.
With over 35 years in business, Harold Joiner's Fence World builds all types of fence. They can handle any size project from the design of your fence to building it, and they have many types of fence you can choose from: ornamental iron, wood and vinyl, coated chain length, and even automatic gates. If you're in the market for a new fence, give Fence World a call, 501-455-1014, 501-455-1014. They specialize in customer satisfaction, so contact Fence World with your fencing needs. Fence World, located at the corner of Stagecoach and Shackelford Road.
There's a saying, go big or go home. Well, the Ram 1500 Bighorn comes standard with 20-inch wheels, dual exhaust, and a 390-horsepower Hemi V8 that gets 20 miles per gallon on the highway. So, is that big enough for you? The Ram 1500 Bighorn. Go big, and let the other guys go home.
During the summer clearance event, finance and get $8,200 in total values or 0% APR financing on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. EPA estimated 4x2 highway fuel economy. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Ally Financial. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 9/4.
We raised three great kids in our house.
Then one day, we got the itch of the hitch. Bought an Airstream, sold the house, found a swell condo.
We got a surprisingly affordable condo policy through Shelter Insurance.
Shelter covered our house. Now it looks after our condo.
And the SUV, and the Airstream.
Life is good.
Yeah, really good.
Want ultimate savings? Then you want North Point Nissan, home of the ultimate Altima. Come in today for the new 2012 Altima 2.5S for only $289 a month with zero down. Also, North Point Nissan is offering up $2,500 cash back or 0% financing. Call 1-800-NEW-RIDE or visit us at I-430 and Colonel Glen Road and online at northpointnissan.com. Ultima purchase for 3.59% for 70 months. Cash back includes manufacturer rebate and M&AC bonus cash. One or more available at this price. Excludes taxes, title, and license. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
How can one make it through the day without the infectious laugh of David Basil? Welcome back to the Antique Brick Outdoor Studio.
It's been a tremendous game here at AU Williams. What a game. Ball at the one. Single back Rycroft. Cooper under center. Reddy's big up front. So are the Tigers. Last play of the Battle of the Ravine, the give to Rycroft. He puts his head down. He runs for the goal line. He is. It's close.
He's short.
It is no good. They're waving it off. He fell short by a half yard. Henderson State stops Ouachita, and the Reddies win 41-36.
You know, I'd love to hear Rex.
Oh, no. Remember, Rex says it was – he gets irritated about it. He swears it's not a touchdown.
It's the replay.
In the books – It was a W, not a touchdown for OBU. What a stop that had to be. What a game. It was back and forth, right?
Well, we were actually up 41-17 in the fourth quarter.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they had to come back and then got it down there close, and we've got video and picture proof that it was a half-yard shot.
What a game.
Yeah, it was.
Unbelievable.
Great finish.
You've got video proof?
Oh, yeah.
And that put y'all up by one in the win-loss deal?
Well, we have one conference loss. They have one conference loss, but we only played five conference games last year. They played seven because of the turnover in the new conference. So they won by percentage points.
It's great to have a rivalry like that.
Oh, my gosh.
We have our former intern here, and we talked about this yesterday. One thing that Alabama State and LSU have in common is they have both fielded female place kickers. You read about this?
Who now? You mean Jacksonville State.
Jacksonville State.
Yeah.
Where Jack Crow's at, wherever that
right.
is. And they both fielded female. And kicking extra points? Okay, fine. Kicking field goals? Okay, fine. But sooner or later, you're going to have to kick off. And I just see where that would be a great disadvantage, yep. Although kickers rarely make tackles. Sometimes they botch them as bad as a girl would. If you had a girl that could kick a 45-yard field goal consistently, would you suit her up?
I would suit her up. There have been times, and Kel can attest to this, that we would have won two other conference championships in 06 and 07, and it came down to field goals, and we hadn't made one yet.
25-yard or something.
45-yarders.
Hey, speaking of field goal kickers, I was talking to Coach Russell, who coaches Jacksonville, and he went to Sylvan Hills but was in the class with Lou Holtz. Broyles is last year and Holtz. He got to play with Steve Little, and he said he was in the game where Steve Little and Erksleben from Texas, I think Little kicked a 65 and Erksleben kicked a 67 or something in the same game. Right. Of course, he said the balls were about this big back
filled
then.
Filled with helium.
Yeah, and all it had the tees. But can you imagine 67 to 65? Of course, you probably saw
it. But in today's rules, that wouldn't work.
No.
Because you missed it. The ball's on the 43-yard line.
Right.
Back then, it just came out to the 20. And they messed with the kicking rules. Does that affect
this
year?
Yeah, have y'all
kick off from the 25?
No, we actually kick off from the 35.
Yeah, they moved it up.
Oh, 35, that's right.
Yeah, they moved it back.
And then the touchback brings it to the
25.
Yeah, do you like that rule?
I do. The other big change is the kickoff coverage team only has – you have to have – you can only be 5 yards from the football. You can't get a 10-yard running start. So,
really? Again, you're trying to reduce the collision part of it.
So,
now, will you try to – now, again, the question was, do you go ahead and give up that 5 and start the 25 and try to get a kickback, or do you try to pooch it and try to get it within the to where they have to bring it out and try to get them within the less than the 25?
I would take the touchback.
I think most coaches
every time.
Do that. Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's part of the game now. They're going to give them that 5 yards and go from there.
Right.
Yeah, if you got a kicker that has the leg to do that – it's common sense.
But do you like? Obviously, that takes away from kickoffs, which are one of the exciting parts of the game. I think I saw the stat that said 2 years ago, before the rule was changed last year, and I don't know if maybe this is NFL, 24 touchdowns returned kickoffs, 9 last year.
Right.
So it certainly, I would think, reduces that. But you think it's worthwhile because of the injury issue?
Right. I think it's a good rule. Just because of the injury factor and the collisions, you know, kids are so big and strong.
Let me ask you this. Why wouldn't and the answer's obvious, but why wouldn't you just say to hell with kicking off when you get the ball, you get on the 25-yard
line? I'm all for it.
Yeah, well, you're right, Tommy. Yeah, I mean, can I tell you what? When I used to play, I remember a freshman when I was on special teams, I can vividly remember being a wedge buster.
Right.
And I'm telling you, now, I mean, to where you were knocked silly. You go down there and you got 4 guys and you just try to, like a bowling pin, knocking down bowling pins. And you get up and be knocked half crazy. Of course, if you do that now, you pull you out of the game. You may not get back in the game. May not be able to play next week. It's just funny how the game has changed.
Well, also, on kickoff return, you can only have a 2-man. The most people you're going to have adjacent to each other are 2 guys. Joining arms or in a wedge.
Oh, okay. You only do that to wow. Okay. Well, okay.
We have the golden throat that you heard a while ago on the phone right now. Phil Elson. Good morning, Phil.
Right
there.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Defensive ends.
Oh, we're dodging the hurricane.
Yeah, already. That's right. Well, that's why we're playing football today instead of trying to do it tomorrow, right?
Yep. I think it's going to be late tomorrow, but we keep watching it. They got a TV up in here, and I tell you, New Orleans is taking a pounding. But, you'll be down later tonight to call the game, correct?
Yeah, excited about it. Really excited about the 2012 ready season, especially after the way last year finished, and the really exciting couple of months of football, no doubt. I think.
Wouldn't you say Phil is the number two best announcer, play-by-play guy in the state?
Who'd be number one?
Barrett.
Number two would probably be me, after Rex Nelson, I think.
Well, that's right, Rex.
Well, you're somewhat burdened by your color, man.
Somewhat, yeah. I mean, you know, my shoulders are getting bigger by the day. We'll put it that way.
I understand.
Now, is Henderson favored? Where were you guys in these preseason polls?
Hooton's Arkansas picked us to win it.
To win it,
yeah.
Coach. You like that? You like being picked to win?
Well, I guess it's better than being picked to lose.
That's true. That's exactly right. Hey,
preseason
really,
polls always kind of. Intrigued me, though. I mean, I'm not quite sure how you're able to, you know, look ahead and say, well, this is how it's going to happen. I mean, you know, it's not, like Coach Maxfield says, it's nice to be picked to win early, but man, you just want to look up at the end of the season and see your team at the top of the list.
It's like Todd Blackledge said yesterday, it'll never happen, that there should be no poll at all.
But you know, do you agree with that? Oh, October.
In a sense, I do, because the day after the championship game, there will be a poll out for next year's team.
But you know what? That's the society we live in, because it creates talk for us.
Well, you can still have the talk.
I know, but even it gives us more talk because we disagree or agree or whatever. So I think it raises a level
You got 20 polls.
All right. A perfect example was Auburn a few years ago when they started at 25.
Very difficult to do.
They finished undefeated.
Very difficult to do.
They should have been national champs. But if you start at number 10 and go undefeated,
that's
going to get there.
I agree.
If you start at number 25, you might not get there.
But you got playoffs this year, the FBS level. So we'll see how much that helps. You know,
it makes next year.
You make predictions of the start of any season for football, you know, NFL, baseball, basketball. You're just basically having fun. Even if you're a member of the media, you know, you're just basically having fun with it. If you're a member of the media that's in the polls, you're not just having fun with it. You're kind of setting the bar for how the season might play out in a certain way.
Could be. Well, I think for recruiting, I would think, Coach, that, you know, you definitely want to walk around town and your boosters and all that. It's better to be picked preseason because that's you get attention for it. And of course, it raises expectations. But, hey, it means you're doing the right things and you're fundraising and you're recruiting and all that stuff. You can take advantage of that leading up to, you know, to the season.
Something that's different about Division II than Division I, though. You're one or two big-time transfers away from totally changing everything.
Yeah.
Derek Rogers, the guy from Tennessee that just got cut, going to Tennessee Tech. If that guy enrolls at Harding, now maybe they're picked to win the league.
Right.
So you're one or two of those guys away. I mean, he's a five-star guy. I mean, he got offered by Florida and Georgia. I mean,
right.
So you're a couple of those guys away from completely changing your team. The guy who just walked by, transferred from Central Michigan, he's a really good player for us.
I'm glad you brought that up. Would you, Coach, I don't know how this works, but like the Michael Dyer kid, who now apparently is enrolled at Arkansas Baptist. Do schools, once they see a kid like that, do you get on the phone? I'm not saying you, but general schools, you know, get on the phone that can transfer and say, hey, Michael, we want to reach out to this kid. Is that the way that works, or do you just wait for the kid to call you, or is it a little bit of both?
Well, you have to first contact the school where that kid's leaving from and request permission to speak to him.
Ask for his number?
Right. Well, you have to get NCAA paperwork done to get permission to contact.
And once
that's done, then you can start conversation with that player.
Okay, like the Tennessee Tech deal. So the minute that kid got in trouble, somebody's making a phone call to Tennessee to get that information.
Right, and then you have to make the decision, you know, it goes back to the Dallas Cowboy type deal.
Yeah.
Whether the guy's baggage
is
worth having that kid on your campus and
taking
the chance and rolling the dice.
Because you're getting in trouble somewhere to be in the position that they're in.
Exactly.
Right.
And I think the decision made by the LSU kid was probably one of the smartest decisions to go into rehab and get the problem taken care of right now.
That was an interesting decision.
Given his stature, he probably could have just said, I'm going to go and been a fourth-round pick or something. But he said, or his daddy told him, no, you're going to get this fixed.
Damn. Well, I think in his situation, he's actually probably helped his draft status.
Probably did. That's right. You're probably
now
true.
He can come out of the rehab, say, I'm clean.
That's true. That's a good point.
It shows a certain sign of maturity.
Well, you know, his parents are actually great people. I met him down at the ESPN Awards last year, and, you know, I'm sure his parents are probably saying, son, you know, they're probably giving him good advice as well. And he's probably the first guy I've ever heard do that. I think you're right. That probably helps his draft status more than what he could have done in another school.
Right, because now it's going to show that he's cleaned his life up. He's made the sacrifice to go through the rehabilitation, and you know, now he's going to be eligible for the draft. Everybody already knows he can play at a high level.
So we have the entire Ready broadcast team on the air, right?
That's right.
That's right. All two of us.
All two of you. The Phil and RJ show that will start tonight at 7:00. That's correct.
Well, I think we're on the air at 6:30 today,
The tailgate starts at 5.
Who does?
The tailgate. Lights,
family.
Oh, that's
family. Right. The tailgate's at 5. Well, we'll get down. We're going to get down there for all of that stuff, too. You want to take in the atmosphere?
I think we'll have a lot of students coming
out. Games last season.
Well, if you can get a room at the Holiday Inn Express, ask for Bertie. Bertie, she's a sweetheart.
That's right.
She's a sweetheart. Well, it was good to talk to you, Phil.
Phil, take care, bud.
All right, thanks. Go ready.
Hey, Phil.
Come on up sometime. We'll talk some baseball.
You know, and want to remind everybody, you know, we did a prank call on the AD here not too long ago.
And what was that about? Yeah, what was the deal on that
one? Well, we should play it.
Do we have it?
We have. Sure we have.
If you got it, roll it.
Now, this was something that Kel, you could not under. Your voice was different than what we'll hear, right, Roger?
Yeah, can you tell? Well, to Kel, my
voice
was
different.
I don't know.
That's the thing that people don't understand. People think that I'm an idiot, that I didn't recognize. That's not an old woman. The voice that you hear on the recording is not the voice that I heard.
Understand that.
Yeah.
He just want to make that clear.
Yes. I hate listening to this.
Yes. Hello, Kale.
Yes.
Yes, I appreciate you taking my call. I got your number from Troy Mitchell. I'm calling because I'm concerned about some of our players on Henderson. Longtime Henderson. My son goes to Henderson right now. And with the story that's come out about Michael Dyer, I want to get a few things straight to make sure that my son's not in a school that is unsafe.
Okay.
Because I'm a little concerned. Are you, first of all, are you going to be looking at Michael Dyer?
I'm not the football coach. I have no idea.
You're the athletic director, and it all starts right. See, this is the problem. This is what I was telling my husband last night, that this is a problem. Somebody's passing the buck. Can you say Penn State? I want to know from you. Okay. You run the place.
I don't tell our coaches who to recruit.
I'm a longtime supporter of Henderson. My husband and I are graduates. I even sat on Sporty Carpenter's knee as a young lad.
Okay. What do you want to know?
I want to know if you're going to be having Michael Dyer come to that school. Either that happens, or me and the ladies from the group will come down there,
the
we'll
group.
Protest, and you will not only be the youngest AD in the nation, you will be the youngest AD to be let go.
Okay. I'm being completely honest with you. I have no idea if our coach will pursue that player. I know he would have to sit out a year, so I would assume no, but I have no idea.
Can you make me a promise? Can you make me a promise that you will not get Michael Dyer? Promise me.
Of course not. I'm not going to make you that promise.
You're not going to make me that promise?
I have no idea.
Because it's all about money with
That's
you,
like
isn't
saying,
it? Isn't it?
What's that?
It's all about money with you.
What is that? I don't even know what you mean by that.
Yes, don't you insult me. What if I make a donation?
I didn't catch your name at the beginning of the conversation.
Trinity Fencer. Trinity Fencer.
No idea.
Okay.
We just moved in to the Bismarck area. I love the area, but I will not have that type of individual at the school.
You won't have what type of individual at the school?
I will not have drugs and guns at my alma mater. No, sir. No, will not do it.
Your phone was cutting out. What did you say?
What if I come down there and scratch your eyes out, or have my husband come down there and whip your ass? Will that make it any better?
No, it wouldn't. And I got to say, I think the conversation just got inappropriate.
It did? That's fine. Well, let me tell you this. Whenever you're ready to talk about this, I want you to call 433-1037 and talk to Roger Scott on the buzz.
Roger. You jerk.
Hey, buddy.
I'm sitting here getting our women's basketball coach to get a recorder out so that I can make sure people know that I didn't do anything wrong.
Excellent.
You did well.
You handled it well.
Sure did.
Could have been a lot worse.
Acted like. What do you think, coach? You did a pretty good job there, didn't he?
He handled that very well. A lot better than I probably would. I wish I'd have known that.
Yeah, you'd have been done with it in about 20 seconds, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that conversation wouldn't have lasted. I'm going to need his number.
Yeah. All right, we're running a little late. We want to shut this down properly, so we'll be back in a moment.